Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A missing swimmer was reported Sunday near Spring Green. At approximately 3:48 Sunday afternoon, the Sauk County Communications Center received a call of a missing swimmer in the Wisconsin River near Peck's Landing in the Spring Green Township. Deputies, fire personnel, and conservation wardens responded to the area. Once on scene, it was learned that three men had entered the water from a sandbar and were swept away by the current. One man was able to swim back to the sandbar, while another was rescued by a passing boat. The third man, a 24-year-old from Richland Center, was unaccounted for. Members of the Sauk County Dive Team, conservation wardens, and the Spring Green and Lone Rock Fire Departments searched the river unsuccessfully for the missing man until darkness set in. Search efforts are continuing. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz spent his Labor Day in Milwaukee. The Minnesota governor addressed a pro-union crowd Monday at Labor Fest on the city's lakefront. Walz contrasted a possible Kamala Harris presidency with a second Donald Trump presidency.
So you ask yourself, who's the right leader for our country? Kamala Harris, who has spent decades putting criminals behind bars, or Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, who get up every single morning, run to the nearest camera, and whine how they're being treated unfairly.
During his remarks, Walz spoke on how a Kamala Harris presidency would benefit labor.
Vice President Harris will sign the PRO Act, make it easier to form unions, period. Period. And you know what comes out of that? You can collectively bargain. You can go do the work to get fair wages, safer working conditions, good health care, and a good pension.
The pro-union crowd Monday at Milwaukee's Labor Fest was urged to act for the election of his running mate, Vice President Kamala Harris, into the White House.
Our country depends on it. Our children depend on it. And to be quite candid, the rest of the world depends on us to stand up and vote for a pro-democracy, pro-worker, pro-future candidate.
Walz visited Milwaukee as the presidential race between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is neck and neck in Wisconsin. After a summer of historic tumult, the path to the presidency for both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump this fall is becoming much clearer. The Democratic vice president and the Republican former president will focus almost all of their remaining time and resources on a small collection of undecided voters in just seven states. And they will try to train their message on three familiar issues above all, the economy, immigration, and abortion, even as heated debates over character, culture, and democracy rage in the background. Meanwhile, a sense of anxious uncertainty has begun to creep into both campaigns as an 8-week sprint to the election day begins. Former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin again this week. The Trump campaign has scheduled a rally Saturday afternoon at Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee. Last week, Trump held a town hall event in La Crosse. Trump's visit continues the sharp focus both presidential campaigns are keeping on the Badger State, with President Joe Biden making a campaign stop for Vice President Kamala Harris this Thursday in southwest Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is making new investments to reduce fatal drug overdoses. Director of Substance Use Initiative Michelle Hayes says they're adding more public health vending machines, which have been successful.
Creating that low barrier access, that confidential access, and sometimes it's beyond business hour access to life-saving supplies that we know are actually saving lives in our communities. We have over 10,000 known successful opioid reversals.
Hayes says 22 community agencies receive public grants to purchase the machines, which are stocked with items like fentanyl test strips. Wausau Pilot and Review reports that 31-year-old Joshua Lake, 28-year-old Jessica Colby, 31-year-old Mercedes Perkins and 36-year-old Dustin Brunker have all been indicted in U.S. District Court following the April 15th raid, which turned up 5 pounds of methamphetamine and more than 2 pounds of cocaine. Investigators say Lake is also facing charges for being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. The group was scheduled to face charges in Marathon County, but those were quickly dismissed once federal investigators took over. A formal indictment came down in July. If you went to a Northwoods League game this season, your data might have been stolen. The league, which includes the Wisconsin Woodchucks and the Madison Mallards, announced last week someone had gotten into its online ticket system this summer. The hacker got access to names, emails, phone numbers, and credit card numbers. League officials say they've patched the breach and have notified any affected customers. It's Richland County Fair Week. While things don't officially get underway for public viewing until Thursday, today is entry day for flowers and houseplants, photography, and foods. All entries in these departments may be brought in between this morning from now until 6 this evening. Those traveling to the fairgrounds this week for Richland County Fair activities are reminded that there is still construction going on 8th, 9th, and Park Streets. Even though the streets are passable, you are encouraged to use Highway 80 to the Industrial Drive and then County AA to the fairgrounds. A public information meeting regarding the findings of the Richland County Campus and Governmental Buildings Feasibility Study conducted by Venture Architects will be held Wednesday night. Richland County Board of Supervisors Chair Dave Turk says the board wants to be as open and transparent as possible.
We made the decision that we want to have that be an open public meeting and invite as many people as want to come. So we got a venue at the White House Banquet Hall that'll hold more people so we can all hear the news at the same time. And we try to do that with other things, too, where we do the stuff out in the open. We communicate the information to the best of our ability so people really do know what's going on.
During this time, Venture Architects will present the findings of their evaluations of the Richland campus, as well as the Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building. County Administrator Candace Pesch.
We really feel as though it's a one-shot deal. We have to do this right the first time. And so, you know, we said in the very beginning of this that we needed to make data-driven decisions because we have a very limited tax base. Our citizens are highly taxed. We know this. We need to make the very best choices that we can and utilize those dollars in the very best ways possible. We know that losing the campus has been a very emotional topic for many, many people here, and we want to be as respectful as we can in how we move forward with this. And so we decided as a board to hire Venture Architects to come in and evaluate the condition of all of those buildings as well as the county buildings, because you can't make any decisions on future use until you know exactly what you have.
The county was made aware that there hadn't been much maintenance on the campus buildings.
Deferred maintenance, as we all know, is very, very costly. And so you need to know what you're looking at. Because if you just decide to reuse a building and then the HVAC system goes out and then the windows are bad and then you have to replace this and this, pretty soon you're pouring millions of dollars into one building. And is that really the best, most efficient use of taxpayer dollars? And so that was really the logic that we decided to use when approaching this study.
Beginning at 6 Wednesday night at the White House Ramada Inn Banquet Room, Venture Architects will relay its findings to everyone in the community at the same time. Administrator Candace Pesch says this is being done to avoid miscommunication.
We consulted with the chair, the vice chair, and, you know, we just decided that it would be best that everybody hear the same message at the same time in the same room, that the public get the same information as the board directly from the consultants who did the work, who walked through those buildings, who did that evaluation. So that's the logic behind the meeting on Wednesday. So they will be presenting the information, they will have slides, they will have pictures, they will answer very limited amounts of questions just about the conditions of the building. We're not going to be talking future uses at this time, nothing along those lines, because the board will not have had any time to process these either. But at least it'll give us an idea of what we have at this point to help us decide, you know, start processing where we want to go in the future.
All interested parties are invited to attend the meeting Wednesday night at 6. A virtual option will also be available for those needing it through the Richland County government website. Again, future plans will not be discussed at this time.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Tuesday, September 3rd. Joseph Jedwin, Joe Pa Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center, died August 25th as the result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held Wednesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from noon until the time of service at 2. Joseph Jedwin, Joe Pa Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 5 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74, of Richland Center. Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest, died Saturday at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11 at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with a high of 76. It's 49 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 87-year-old Pope Francis has arrived in Indonesia, part of the longest international tour he's ever taken. He will visit Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore as well. President Biden putting more pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and on Hamas to agree to a ceasefire deal to release all the hostages still being held by Hamas. Here's ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
President Biden and his team have been trying to negotiate one for months, and it is clear now that the president's patience is running out. Biden flat out said that Netanyahu is not doing enough to get a deal done that would release the hostages.
Heat wave in Southern California and parts of the Southwest again this week. They could get a long stretch of days when the temperature hits 100 degrees or more. The hotel strike continues. Thousands of unionized workers on the picket lines asking for higher pay and a return to pre-pandemic staffing levels. Hyatt, Hilton, and Marriott, some of the chains affected. This is ABC News. A new look at the way Michigan teenager was driving in the days before a high-speed crash that killed his friend. ABC's Allison Kosick.
New video shows a Michigan teenager behind the wheel, driving nearly 140 miles per hour, days before he allegedly crashed into a tree, killing his passenger. ABC News obtaining multiple videos taken by the teen driver, showing him repeatedly driving well over the speed limit. Police say that driver, just 16 at the time, was going over 100 miles per hour last November when he crashed and killed his friend, Flynn Mackerel.
And Flynn's family says the driver's mother knew that her son had a history of speeding. They want her criminally charged. Auto giant Volkswagen may be on the verge of going back on a 30-year-old promise. Oliver Blume, Volkswagen Group CEO, now indicating layoffs may be possible. The company has kept a pledge of no layoffs at all since 1994. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. I'm able to see the joy in people's faces on the next day after surgery on their post-op visit and how much improvement their vision has developed since the surgery. It's never lost on me how important that is to patients.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the quiet weather continues for a few more days around here. High pressure park just east of Wisconsin continues to have a big influence, keeping all the moisture and bigger storms away from our region. Meanwhile, temperatures will be inching up slightly here the next couple of days, getting kind of summer-like, especially tomorrow and Thursday. Now, there will be a cold front marching in from the northwest Thursday afternoon and evening. That will bring our next chance of a couple of showers. Right now, they do not look very heavy. Rain amounts likely a few tenths of an inch or less. Behind that system, though, it looks like a big push of cool air coming in from northern Canada. From Friday into the weekend, feeling very fall-like, so be sure to have a coat handy or a long-sleeve shirt for sure. We're looking for temperatures running a good 10 or 12 degrees below average. However, we should see a warm-up as we get into next week. That forecast for today, mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 76. The winds from the south at 5 to 10. Mainly clear tonight, just a bit chilly. Patchy fog, low at 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with a high near 80. South wind close to 10 miles per hour. Thursday, increasing clouds and warm. 40% chance of a couple of scattered showers for the later part of the day. Maybe a clap of thunder, high 81. The outlook for Friday, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy and cooler. Stray light showers possible. Low 53 with a high of 68. Partly sunny Saturday and Sunday. On the chilly side, lows in the mid to low 40s, high 64 on Saturday, 67 on Sunday, and Monday another nice day with partly cloudy skies turning just a bit warmer, low 45 with a high of 72. Enjoy that sunshine out there today. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Our current conditions, 52 right now with sunshine. 76 was yesterday's high. 46, the cool overnight low. Record high, 96 in 1953 and 2023. We matched that 1 year ago. The record low, 36, was set in 1946. Last year's high was 96 and the low, 63. Sunset will happen at 7:34 this evening. Sunrise time, 6:29, coming up for tomorrow morning. We have a wind from the west-northwest at 3 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.24. No precipitation today with some sunshine. And after that low of 46, it is 52 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll take a look at the sports schedule for high school teams today. Later on, we'll recap a great Brewer win yesterday. And in a few minutes, we'll tell you when to call and the key word to text in and win. Some Brewer stuff, including some tickets to an upcoming game and a chance to see a memorable film chronicling the 1982 Brewers. Details in a little bit. We'll tell you about the word that you need to text and win on the app. So we'll do that in just a bit. But right now, we'll take time out and come back with a look at today's sports update.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel. Napa Know How!
I'm Phil Neve for WRCO Sports. The high school sports season schedule resumes today. There are high school duels for volleyball, including Ithaca at North Crawford. Cuba City is at Mineral Point in the SWAL, Highland at Schulzburg, Barneveld visits Albany, and Potosi at River Ridge. Blackhawk travels to Pecatonica. High school soccer, Wisconsinites Barneveld is at Platteville Lancaster this evening. And there is JV football kicking off at 5:30. Richland Center is at Potosi, taking on Potosi Cassville, and Blackhawk is at River Valley. That one also kicks off at 5:30 today. Week number 3 of high school football this weekend. Lots of teams will be playing their conference openers. Richland Center will be at Prairie du Chien, River Valley at Dodgeville. Riverdale is going to be home against Potosi-Cassville. And Ithaca will travel to Hillsboro, among a number of area good matchups on the opening night of the conference football season. High school volleyball will open up Southwest Conference play on Thursday night. Richland Center will open the conference at Dodgeville. Quail Run, with the Golf League winding down now, and they were determining last week the last teams and the qualifications, and the members of Team 9 who won the second half are Jarrett McDonald, Steve Shashina, Steve Davis, and Dennis McHugh. Steve Shashina also finished the regular season with the highest number of points, 264, just 6 points higher than last season's point winner, Jim Johnson. So tonight, Team 9 will play the winners of the first half, Team 5, for the season championship, while the other teams compete in a scramble tournament at Quail Run. The Brewers used the long ball to defeat the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday by a score of 9-3. On his 29th birthday, Willie Adames hit number 29.
Runners lead, and here it is. Willie to left and deep, way back. Warning track at the wall, leaping, gone. Another three-run home run for Willie Adames. What is it with three runs with Willie Adames?
Bob Uecker with a call on the Brewer Radio Network yesterday. He tied the Major League record for the number of three-run home runs in a season. He now has 13. Well, that wasn't all the Brewers would score through the air. Reese Hoskins went deep, and Jackson Churio had this one, which gave the veteran announcer Bob Uecker another home run call.
Hit to left and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone! Jackson Churio just hit one with the bases loaded. His 18th of the year. Wow.
Bob Uecker with a call on the Brewer Radio Network. All 9 Brewer runs scored on home runs. Yesterday, Freddy Peralta claimed the pitching victory.
It was good. I probably could be better, but it was good enough. I feel good about the outing today, especially we got the win too. I think that I only made one mistake, and other than that, I'm happy with everything that happens in the game today.
Manager Pat Murphy said there were a lot of good outings yesterday.
Don't shy away from what Freddie did. I thought William caught a good game. Like, that's a good this team that just put up 15 runs on the Yankees, and the day before they put up 9 or something like that. I mean, like we've said this for years, those are some really good players over there. And for Freddie to go 5+, team that knows him. How many times has Freddie pitched against him this year? You guys know? Fourth time. Pretty impressive.
Willie Adames talked about his big day on his birthday.
It's amazing. It's been one of, if not the best birthday so far I have. And I mean, we got the win from this guy. You know, we won, hit a homer. Everything was great.
Aaron Civale will start the second game of the 4-game series tonight for Milwaukee. He'll be opposed by Steven Matz. It is a game coming up at 6:40 tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. The Cubs lost to Pittsburgh 5-3, Dodgers 11, Arizona 6. The Yankees beat Texas 8-4, Oakland 5-4 over Seattle, Minnesota 5, Tampa Bay 4, Cleveland 4-2 over Kansas City, Baltimore 13, the White Sox 3. Interleague play, Cincinnati 5-3 over Houston, San Diego 3-0 over Detroit, the Mets 4-1 winners against Boston. Boston College got the win last night against 10th-rated Florida State in college football, 28-13. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he's confident in his new kicker, Braden Narveson, after just two practices. LaFleur called the kicking situation uncharted territory when the new guy was first brought on board. Following two near-perfect practice sessions, the coach now says he is comfortable with Narveson, absolutely. In his practice, as Narveson made all five kicks, including one from 58 yards in a stiff wind. When he was claimed off waivers from the Titans last week, Narveson became the team's sixth kicker on the roster since the end of last season. And it's clear the Bucks starter Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton have a bond. It goes farther than the basketball court. When Giannis got married Sunday, Middleton was his best man. That shouldn't be startling because the two have developed impressive chemistry since they first started playing together 11 years ago. Other notable guests at the event include the likes of former teammate Drew Holiday and Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Well, how would you like to win some Brewer tickets? We've got a chance for you to qualify today. You have to download the Civic Media app. So if you're on the Civic Media page, just look for WRCO, and you can submit your answer, your word. It's a key word that can get you in on some Brewer tickets. In fact, we'll give away a pair of Brewer tickets per day. They're club-level seats. And also the grand prize for one winner, two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers. So here is the key word to text today, and that would be baseball. Baseball. You have until 9 o'clock this morning to text that word again to the WRCO, the Civic Media app, and we'll get you set up. You could be a winner and qualify. Obviously, lots of qualifiers. It is also going on today on the Todd Allball Show, heard on WRCE Radio, FM 107.7 and AM 1450 between 1 and 2 this afternoon. So chances to win, tune in to his show this afternoon between 1 and 2 on WRCE. So it's a great chance. A little bit more about that movie. This one really interests me. The story of the 82 Brewers, that tells the story from lots of the key contributors to that year's club, including Mr. Bob Uecker and Hall of Famers Robin Yount, Ted Simmons, Raleigh Fingers, Bud Selig. It talks about that whole run to the title, including Pete Vukovich, Cecil Cooper, other key members of the American League Championship team. I've heard it's a really emotional thing, so I know I want to see it. But the grand prize from this contest, two tickets to attend that world premiere. It's at the Marcus Majestic Cinema in Waukesha on Wednesday, September 11th. It includes a one-night hotel stay and $100 Quick Trip gas card as well. Wow. So lots of stuff there. It's Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win statewide contest going on through Friday. And again, the key word to text in through the Civic Media app today on my show is baseball.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Week 2 football features several notable upsets, including 3 state champs going down. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. It was Upset City in Week 2 of the high school football season. 3 defending state champions went down. That included defending Division II winner Badger, falling in an instant classic to Slinger 35-31. Aquinas has won 3 straight D5 crowns, but the Blue Golds went down to host Columbus 20-16. In a battle of defending champions, 2-time Division VI winner Stratford outlasted Old Merriwood Conference rival Edgar 21-8. Badger and Edgar were the top-ranked teams in D2 and D7 respectively, and a 3rd top-ranked team would go down as well, with Arrowhead, the number 1 team in Division 1, dropping a 24-21 decision to Homestead. Madison Memorial's 49-34 win over Wanakee was noteworthy for a number of reasons. It was the first non-conference loss for Wanakee since 2013, when they fell to Edgewood. The WSN archives go back to 2002, and during the WSN era, this was the first time Wanakee lost a non-conference home game, not counting the playoffs. On Thursday night, Appleton East shut out Kettle Moraine 6-0, as the Patriots have not been to the playoffs since 2019, while Kettle Moraine has 10 postseason victories in the last 3 years. In other noteworthy contests, Oconomowoc defeated Sussex Hamilton 21-14, Luther shut out Bangor 28-0, and DC Everest was all over River Falls 51-26. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Open arms are all I really need.
That's why I come running to be there by your side. So let them call me crazy, but it can't be denied. Baby, it's a love thing. Whoa. My baby, it's a love thing. Yeah. And it's not about the same last name. It's not a thing that can be explained. It's how you make me feel inside and the way you hold me every night. It's a love thing. Whoa. My baby, it's a love thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here we go now.
That's Keith Urban on WRCO. Stay tuned for the trivia question of the day. We'll have that in a little bit. We're headed towards 76 later. Right now, 52 degrees. Oh, it's a good day to go back to school, right? The youngsters are just all that youthful exuberance. And I guess I probably was usually kind of excited when I went back to school. Although, I don't know. Even though it was hard work on the farm, it was still kind of, you know, I had some fun time too. So it wasn't all work. Although generally what happened was then the work would get, kind of held up. Like there'd be loads of hay to unload when I got home and calf pens to clean and things like that on the weekends. But it was back to school. It took a while for my new school pants to work in too. They were always a little stiff when I was trying to walk up the bus ramp.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado,
there's a tornado
in my city,
in my city,
in the basement,
the basement.
That ain't pretty,
ain't pretty.
Rugged whiskey,
rugged whiskey.
We surviving.
A
break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. Lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Come take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. Woo-hoo.
dance with you. Come pour some sugar, homie, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor. I'll be now. Damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor, homie, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. Take it to the floor now. Slow now, shoot. Come take it to the floor now,
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too. Spurs, boots, sologenic, photogenic, shoot.
Casey Musgraves on WRCO. Phil Nee with you. It's great to be along with you today as we keep you company. Again, the word to text this hour is baseball. It can get you in for a pair of Brewer tickets and the grand prize drawing, the world premiere of the show and the movie Just a Bit Outside. So when you download the Civic Media app and you find your station, WRCO, you have to look for the icon where it says text. So there are several things along that space bar. There's an email. There's a call. If you hit text and you send the word baseball, that is where it will come through. And again, you'll be eligible for the statewide drawing. Baseball is the word to text this morning, and get that done. And we hope that we have lots of local winners for that, and I know we will. But right now, we're at 56 degrees at WRCO Studios. Regular features continue, including trivia right around the bend.
Right now at Macy's, it's the perfect time to start looking ahead to fall. Shop all the on-trend wardrobe updates you can wear now and keep wearing later, like flowy full-length dresses and easy lightweight layers like blazers, cardigans, and jackets. And Macy's has great deals on fall updates for every room in your home, like warm bedding and kitchen essentials. Plus, download the app for exclusive savings, inspiration, and more today at Macy's.
This is it. Krogan's Hardware, Furniture, and Appliances is closing the doors in the next few weeks. That's right. The time is near, and Krogan's will close the doors for the last time. But before they do, everything must go. Starting today, 50%. That's 50% off most items, including all power tools, power equipment, most rental equipment, paint, lawn, garden, and all remaining furniture and bedding. Half off almost everything in stock. It's gotta go, and most is now at 50% off. Open daily, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 4, close Sunday. All sales final, see store for exclusions, credit card, or cash only.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animals Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animals Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Our trivia question of the day is coming up, and here is what you're playing for today. The opportunity to have a delicious large pizza with your choice of toppings from the Muscadet Mini Mart. That is our Tuesday prize, and it's yours if you can come through the line, correctly answer this question, be the first caller to answer the question, and you'll be the winner. In the song, Harper Valley PTA, who asked Mrs. Johnson for a date 7 times? In the song, Harper Valley PTA, who asked Mrs. Johnson for a date 7 times? There you go, 608-647-4155. That's the trivia hotline today.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the arms and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morn till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? Back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
Congrats to our trivia winner today. That would be Norm Sandmeyer. He wins the pizza. Good job there. He said he had to sing it through in his head. We didn't make him sing it through on the air. We didn't want that. But anyway, in the song Harper Valley PTA, who asked Mrs. Johnson for a date seven times? Well, that was old Bobby Taylor. There's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. In the classic song written by Tom T. Hall. Somewhere I have a version of his demo version, and it's nowhere near the song. And there was a version, too, recorded prior to the fact that Jeannie C. Riley had the hit with it. And I forget the lady's name, but hers is nowhere near either. And I've maintained, I think what makes it too, not only the lyrics, but the background, the guy that plays a guitar, and it really kind of emphasizes the vocals on that. That's kind of what I've always thought anyway. Bobby Taylor is the correct answer to trivia, and way to go, Norm, for singing that through in his head. He wins a great prize, a large pizza from the Muscadet Mini Mart. Stop by and enjoy their fresh pizza there.
Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running round with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be a bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words.
say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of